Blog Talk Radio.
You may be thinking, wow, Coach Adams, that is definitely a heater, and wow, what a great thought. I trust that you are intrigued by this question of what sets your soul on fire. You know, I want us to go on a journey together and to really discover and explore this very question today on Motivational Monday. What sets your soul on fire? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love, love, love me some Mondays. I really do. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, it is time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm really, really excited about and looking forward to really leaning into this topic with you on today's installment. You know, speaking of our installments, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, without question, is truly rich and insightful. You know, that is the feedback that we receive from you, our regular listeners. You let us know the richness that you are receiving, and we so appreciate that. You know, I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have not already begun to take advantage of our on-demand library, wow, you're missing a treasure chest of richness. And if you have missed any of our past show installments, we want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's installment. I will be sharing with you for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's rich topic. And then, if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a very interactive and rich time, and so we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your notepad, you're not sitting in front of your laptops or your desktops, you don't have your smartphones with your notes or your iPads, your tablets, you want to grab them because this is a great opportunity for you to capture the richness of nuggets and gems that will be shared on today, the concepts and thoughts. And if you have a question or you would like to make a comment when we open our lines up, you've already pinned that and you know exactly where you want to go with that. So we encourage you in that regard. You know, before we jump into today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we would like to take a moment to invite, we want you to take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Bottom line, we think you get it, right? We're asking that you do what you need to do to invite someone to share, and we want you to know that we truly extend our heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. And we thank you ever so much. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we stated, we're in our Shape Up series, and it's time to shape up and win. Our subtopic that we are looking at today is soul on fire. Soul on fire. You know, I'm a firm believer that we are, without question, spiritual beings having a human experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And the question that is often raised that I feel that each and every one of us should be processing regularly, not just in a moment, but regularly we should be processing, is our human experience going? How is this beautiful journey known as life going? You know, it's interesting because recently I was having a coaching conversation with someone. And what was interesting is that I was challenging them in this thought of, and I was having them to really evaluate what sets your soul on fire. I asked him a couple of times. I said, really evaluate what set your soul paused and they processed, and there was this moment of silence, and they really sat there and they said, you know, Coach Adams, I don't really know what sets my soul on fire. And, you know, I must say that I really appreciate their honesty, because they're not alone in this boat of not knowing what sets their soul on fire. You know, I often will reference that one of my greatest days on my journey, and this was roughly in my early 20s, but one of my mid-20s thereabouts, one of my greatest days on my journey of living life was the day that I discovered and realized what I truly believed I was created for. There was such an awakening on my journey. And, you know, in this coaching conversation, as I was challenging my client, when they really stepped back and we kind of further leaned into this discussion to support them in tapping into what sets their soul on fire, I told them, I said, this is the thing. How we each tap into what sets our soul on fire. From my perspective and from my point of view, in essence, we are going to simply, on our journey, be existing. We're just simply existing. And as we were further discussing, I was sharing with them that without question, I know the difference of living life on purpose and not. I know what it feels like to not know what sets my soul on fire. And so I was sharing with them, one, that I appreciated their honesty, because we have to first be able to be honest with ourselves, where we are, that we have to be able to locate where we are on our journey. There's nothing wrong with not knowing. But when you act like you know and you really don't know, that's where the problem lies. And so when you're sitting where you are sitting, and I don't know, you could be driving in the car on your way home, stuck in traffic. You could be at home sitting on the couch. You could still be in your office, you know, listening at the gym, getting fit while you're shaping up your body. You're shaping up to win as it relates to your vision, your goals, and your dreams. So I'm not sure where you are. But wherever you are, I want you to really think about this process of concept of what we're talking about. What sets your soul on? Do you know? Have you identified what that is? Because if you haven't, then in essence, you're navigating on your journey and you are simply existing. You're simply existing. And I was pausing there with intention because I wanted you to really think about that. Your soul should be on fire. It should be on fire. Talking about our soul, we're talking about that spiritual part of who we are as a human being. Our emotional or our intellectual energy. This internal part of who we are. So again, I ask you, and it brings us back to this concept of, is your soul on fire? Do you know what sets your soul on fire? Because we're back at where we opened in this concept, being spiritual beings, having a human experience. So again, I ask you, And I know I've said it several times because I want this question to truly vibrate in your heart, in your mind. What sets your soul on fire? You know, I often reference different aspects of my story on my journey, being that I have an extensive background in real estate. I'm a former licensed realtor for the state of California. I was focused in the area of real estate finance. You know, at the time, I had family in real estate finance. I knew a lot of people in the industry. And I was in my early 20s, and I was looking for my path. And it seemed like a good transition for me because of the people that I knew, having family in the industry, all of that. And so I thought, this is a good way to get all of the bling and the things, get the biggest house, get the nice cars, you know, have the unlimited resources to be able to travel. I saw it as an opportunity for all of the things and the bling, quite frankly. Real estate for me was solely about the bag. Oh, yes, it was about the bag. But there came a time when I realized, what are we doing here? I felt as though I was simply existing. And more accurately, I really felt like, and I share this illustration often, I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, and that I was going against the flow of life. And there was such great resistance. And, it was just such a challenging season in my life, such a challenging journey. The benefit of that is that it caused me to really step back and go on a journey of discovery, an intense journey of discovery, to figure out what is it that I believe I'm gifted and talented at? What are those things that I enjoy doing? And what are those things that people say I do well? Because when I was in real estate finance, the interesting thing is, note, finance, I'm not a numbers person. I'm not a financial person, but yet I was in that industry. And so that automatically set me up for just not really enjoying what I was doing and caused me to just really exist. Whenever I would tap into aspects of my personality that speak to who I am today, that set my soul on fire. And so I want us to dig in and look at that on today. Some areas in which you want to start processing, reevaluating, or just taking a look at and making sure, kind of using it as a gauge for determining, am I on a pathway that enables me to set my soul on fire? Do I know what that looks like? Am I living this vibrancy of life emotionally, intellectually? Do I have these high vibrations of energy? Again, because we are spiritual beings, as I stated, I really believe this, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so when we're talking about that, that speaks to our soul, the inner part of who we are, the internal part of who we are. And so if you are not aware of what sets your soul on fire and you're not on that pathway, then in essence, as I stated earlier, you are simply existing. And you can tell when someone is simply existing. You know, they're that person, you know, the one, they come into work, with that nasty attitude. They let everybody know in their nonverbal communication and their verbal communication that they are absolutely miserable, that they don't want to be there, and yet they have to be there is what they're feeling, because they need that bag. They're there exclusively for the check, but yet they don't like what they do. They don't like the people that they're around. And to think about having to be somewhere 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day, and you don't like what you're doing, first of all. On top of that, you don't like the people that you're doing it with, that you're around. What a miserable journey. And so that's why you're coming in with that thinking attitude and, you know, that grumbling. You don't want to be there. I was sharing with my client when we were talking about, and I was supporting them in this conversation and challenging them to evaluate what sets their soul on fire. You know, I was sharing with them, I said, you know, at this stage on my journey, knowing what I know, I can't even imagine going to a job every day that I don't like, doing what I don't like doing. Now, first of all, you have to understand that there are times on our journey, yes, there may be aspects or things that you do that are not necessarily what you want to do. As an example, I don't want to have to do some of the administrative things that I have to do, but yet I have to do it. But big picture, every day I wake up and I have this fire. My soul is on fire because I'm living life on purpose. I am living life on purpose. And so the navigation, the way in which I navigate is completely different. Yes, there are times when you have to do those things that are a means to an end. You do things that are supporting you in your pursuit on the journey. But I'm talking about you're just existing. And when you're just existing and it shows you're miserable, every aspect of who you are speaks to this misery. And you are coming into environments with that energy, those low vibrations, because you are miserable. But yet, you're not willing to make a change. You have the power to make a change. I was sharing with my client, I said, you're not a victim. You have the ability to make a shift. You may not know what it looks like today, but if you go on that journey of discovery, you will tap into what that is. And so let's look at a couple of aspects that would support us when we're talking about what sets your soul on fire. Here today on Motivational Monday with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. You know, Coach Adams loves a good acronym. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know I like to take a word and then do a build out from that word so that we can have some thoughts and concepts around a specific word that I want us to kind of stay mindful of as we're navigating on our journey. And so today's word is soul, S-O-U-L, soul, because we're talking about what sets your soul on fire. Our S in this process is, and I want you to really begin to think about this, you have to start with what brings you joy. Joy is internal. Joy is from the inside out. And when you're evaluating what brings you joy, you have to stimulate what's on the inside, stirring up the gifts that are within you. I remember early on my journey when I was transitioning from real finance and I was seeking out, okay, what is it that I've been placed on the planet to do? What is it that I have been created for? And in that pursuit, I began to kind of go and ask questions of others. You know, what is it that you think I'm good at? And I remember one of my best friends growing up. We were best friends through elementary, junior high, and high school into our adult years, still in touch today at different levels, but nevertheless still bonded and connected. I remember asking this individual, I said, you know, what do you think I'm good at? What do you think of me? What comes up? What I found was interesting is that she said, you've always had an ability to motivate and encourage people. You've always been the cheerleader of the group. You've always been a resource, force of energy that was positive, that was uplifting. And when she said that, it caused me to step back and to really, really, really evaluate. Because one of the things that I want to challenge us with thinking about is that whatever it is that you were created to do and be, it is a part of the very fabric of your DNA, of your biological makeup. And even when you don't know or have a title for it, because it's a part of the very fabric of who you are, instinctively, you operate within that, operating as the motivator that I've grown to be, even though I didn't have a title for it. I was cheerleading other people. I was an advocate for others. I was, you know, one that inspired others because that's how I'm wired. That's how I'm created, and that truly has always been that source of great joy for me. Anytime I can support someone else on their journey, and I remember, and those of you that are regular listeners, you know, you've heard this story that one of my last transactions in real estate, I was doing a real estate refi for this couple, and I remember the wife saying, Johnnia, we love that you're so into our lives, but we're just trying to get this loan. And in retrospect, what I realized is she was saying, you're trying to coach me, coach us. And at the time, I didn't have the coaching title, nor did I even know about coaching. But in retrospect, I've now grown to realize what was happening in that moment. I've always wanted the best for others and to support them in getting that on their journey of life. And when I look back now, I often will smile because that was such a key defining moment for me when I was able to reflect back on that. Those were moments like that that brought me great joy. And so, again, when you're looking at what sets your soul on fire, you have to start with what brings you joy. This joy from the inside out, not based on a title, but just simply because it's a part of the very fabric, a part of the very makeup of who you are, your biological makeup, your DNA. It is just you in the being of being you. Stimulate what's on the inside. Our O in this acronym that we're working through today on what sets your soul on fire, you have to overlook. Now, I know this is controversial. I know I'm going to probably get some comments on this one. You have to overlook the money. I know. Don't focus on the bag. Don't focus on the bag. Don't misunderstand, Coach Adams, though. I'm not saying that money is not important. We live in a world society that money is the way in which we do commerce. I know the importance of money. I'm not minimizing that. When your rent is due, your mortgage is due, your your landlord, your mortgage holder, they don't want to hear you say, you know, I was listening to that show, Motivational Mondays, and that coach, Coach Adams, said, is your soul on fire? Do what sets your soul on fire.
And so this month I don't have the mortgage payment or the rent payment because I'm pursuing what sets my soul on fire. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Let me give this concept and thought to you in its proper context. What I'm saying is that you cannot focus on the money first. How much money can I make from doing this and pursuing things solely based on the bag and how much money you can make? Because that was me in real estate. I wasn't doing real estate because it brought me joy. I was doing it because of the bag that I perceived I could gain. Real estate for me. And real estate is a great industry. I have family and know people in real estate today. But we're talking about what sets your soul on fire. And for me, that was not truly what set my soul on fire. I was doing real estate, and I'm sharing with you my journey. I'm being transparent and vulnerable with you about my journey so that we can all glean from what I've grown to know to be true. Because I was focused on the bag, solely on the bag, it cost me something. Yes, it did. It cost me something. It cost me my peace of mind. I was ready at the time when I was in real estate. I was ready to pull out what little hair I had in my head. Oh, my gosh. Because I wasn't starting with what brings me joy. Starting with how much money can I make? How much can I store up so I can get the next nice car, the next bling and the thing, the biggest house, the stuff. Again, it was solely about the bag. And we can see every day in the real life around us, in the media and all of that, when people are completely focused on the money. They have no peace of mind. They're lacking it. They're constantly throwing. They have the money. They have the trappings of the money and the things and the bling, but yet they don't have peace. And when I was in real estate, I didn't have peace. Felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There was great friction. I felt like I was going against the flow, against the grain of life. And so when we're looking at what sets your soul on fire, you cannot focus exclusively on the bag. You have to keep money in its proper perspective. Money has been designed that it gives us options, but you can't be driven by money as the number one priority of why you do whatever you do. Again, our S, you have to start with what brings you joy. Build it from the inside out, because when you start with what brings you joy, you're now putting yourself in position and aligning for greater significance on your journey. Overlook the money. I know that's a hard one. I know it's a hard one when we live in this world society that money, we need it, and yes, we do. But it's designed to give us options. It's not the beginning and the end of all things. What's next in our acronym, as we're looking at what sets your soul on fire, you have to, our you, we said our S is start with what brings you joy from the inside out and stimulate what's on the inside. Our O, Overlook the money. Don't focus solely on the bag. Keep money in its proper perspective. Our you is to uncover your passions. When you uncover your passions, what it is that you are passionate about, when you uncover that and you discover what that looks, you're now going to discover your path in life, because then you begin to fuel your passion. You begin to do things based on where you're passionate. I remember when I got out of real estate finance, I got into property management for a season. And it was when I was in property management that I, on this journey of discovery, because what happened with me is that I was in real estate finance, as I mentioned, a licensed realtor for the state of California. And my last transaction in that industry was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me. I don't want to bore you with that. And many of you that are regular listeners, you've heard bits and pieces of this story. But that transaction drew me out of the industry. It was like, oh, no. There has to be something greater. I must on the wrong. I got to discover what it is. And so I went on this intense journey of discovery to really uncover and unearth what I was passionate about so that I could discover my life's path. And when I tell you, my life has been so fulfilling since tapping into it, because as I stated, prior to, I was feeling like a square peg trying to, you know, fit into this round hole, into this space that I wasn't designed for. That's why I am so passionate and fired up for you and those that I work with, that you tap into what sets your soul on fire, that spiritual part of who you are, as we are these spiritual beings having a human experience, so that your human experience is more fulfilled, it is more significant, it's more satisfying, because you're making a difference based on the very reason why you were created and placed on this planet. And so in this process and journey of discovering my passion, I tapped into the coach. Didn't know about her, didn't have a title for her, but yet I tapped into her and I realized that she was there all along. I just didn't have a title for her. The aspects of who she was what really was bringing her joy on her journey, regardless of where she was. And remember, we said we must start with what brings us joy. Empowering others brings me joy. Inspiring others, helping and equipping others on their journey brings me joy. And so when we uncover and discover what our passions are, then we must fuel the passion. See, our passion is like that first log that you put on a fire to get that fire going. It's that burner log, right? Then you have to continue to fuel that, because that burner log, it's going to burn out after a certain period of time. In some cases, it may burn for 3 hours, that burner log for that fireplace. But if you don't put additional wood on it, if you don't continue to fuel it, it's going to simmer out. And so you uncover your passions and you get set on the path of your discovery of what your journey looks like. And then it's all about the L, that you have to love who you are becoming based on your discovery. And you have to absolutely love what you do. If you don't love what you do, then don't do it. Because now you're doing it out of obligation. You're doing it with a bad attitude. You're doing it murmuring and complaining. So you're emptying. You're bringing negativity in the environments that you're in, the low vibrations instead of bringing high vibrations of energy. You're now coming in and you're sucking the very life out of every environment you're in because you don't love what you do. You are so miserable and you are just existing, and now you're trying to make it like you are being taken advantage of. You are appreciated. You are misunderstood. You are, in essence, you're trying to say you're a victim. When each and every one of us, we are the captain of our journey. We are at the helm. How are you going to steer your journey? You are the life manager of your journey. And so if you are on the journey and you are not starting with doing those things that bring you joy, and I know you're thinking, but Coach Adams, I need the bag. I'm a firm believer. I'm a testimony of it. I am living it out. That when you start with, as we're looking at what sets your soul on fire and our acronym for SOUL, S-O-L, when you look at and start with what brings you joy, when you're tapping into and stimulating what's on the inside and moving not from life on the outside in. Because many people, they've gone to extensive schooling and they're doing things that somebody else from the outside in told them that they should do. They're not owning. They have no ownership of their own dream, of their own journey, and yet they're doing what others thought that they should do. And they're doing it because, hey, you can make great money at this, becoming a doctor, being a lawyer, doing this, doing that. And yet they were not passionate about that. And so I know this is stirring things up a bit, probably for many of you, because you probably may need to make a shift. I remember early on my journey, I had to make a shift. I had to recalibrate as I think about navigation system when you go off of the pathway. See, your internal navigation has already been set. It's already been set. The destination has already been set. You just simply have to move on the journey. And when you get off course, then there's this recalibration. I know whenever I have navigation set, and like if I'm going somewhere and I know an alternative route and I'm trying to avoid some of the traffic, and it'll tell me, you know, to go one direction and I'll shift, tell me, recalibrating, rerouting guidance. There are times on our journey when we need to reroute where we're going, reroute that guidance, because we are not and have not started with what brings us joy. We are too focused on the money, 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 money. The money will come. When you're fueling your passion, I promise you, the money will come. When you're doing what brings you joy, the money will come. When you are pursuing your purpose, living life passionate about and fueling that, oh my gosh, this different journey opens up to you. I can say it. I know it to be true. I've lived it. I've been on the side of lacking peace. I've been on the side of that square peg trying to fit into a round hole, going against the grain versus living life going with the flow of how I am wired, why I was created. And I want that for you when it comes to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. What does that look like for you? I'm challenging you. Think about it. What does that look like for you? I want to be on your team, and I want to give you this thought before I share as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Think about this. Because once you discover what sets your soul on fire, which has been the whole focus of what we've been looking at and talking about today, we've been leaning into this topic today, what sets your soul on fire? And we gave a great acronym for SOUL, S-O-U-L, start with what brings you joy from the inside out. Stimulate what's on the inside. Stir up. What's on the inside? Oh, overlook the money. That money, the bag, is not the number one focus. That you have your priorities in alignment. Recognizing that, yes, we need the money, but it can't be the first thing on the list as to why we're doing what we're doing. In essence, we have to uncover our passion. We have to go on a journey of discovering what does that look like so that we can be set on the path of why we were created. So that in essence, we are now doing what we do because we love, first and foremost, who we are becoming from day to day, living life on purpose, and we love what we do. Once we discover that, and what sets our soul on fire, then we should pursue it fearlessly. And my desire is that I support those individuals such as yourself. I know that you are that key demographic because on a Monday night, if you were not an individual that truly wanted to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live your dreams, I know you wouldn't be listening to Motivational Mondays today, this hour of empowerment. But because you're here, I know that you are one of those individuals that I am personally committed to assisting. That's a part of why I come on the airwaves every Monday, so that I can give you, in my capacity of your personal and professional life growth, your life coach, I can give you growth empowerment tools for you to use on your journey through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have in the different aspects and ways in which I'm here to support you. I coach and you win through my one-on-one coaching. If you would like to learn more about my one-on-one coaching or anything that I'll be sharing with you, I'm going to give you a number that you can call or text. So be prepared and ready for that. But as a part of my full circle of coaching empowerment tools that are available for you, I have one-on-one coaching. And at this time, through the end of the month, so time is ticking. You don't have a lot of time, but you do have some good days to work through. So until the 31st of this month, you can receive 10% off of any of my coaching programs if you join in a coaching partnership with me by the end of January to jumpstart your year focused in the direction that you need to go with the right support. And I want to be on your team, and I want you to know that all of what I'm mentioning is available for new and recurring clients. You all qualify for any of the things that I'm mentioning, the one-on-one coaching, saving 10% on your coaching program, my group coaching, my private mastermind session. I have some great opportunities concerning masterminds and that are coming up, starting and launching in the month of February. So if you would like more information concerning that or any of the things that I have to offer, you can call or text 310-289-2101. Simply, if you're texting, text your name along with whichever area you're interested in finding and learning more information about as it relates to my full circle of coaching empowerment that I have available. You know, today has truly been a rich installment of Motivational Mondays. It's amazing how quickly time flies. You know, we were talking about what sets your soul on fire. Tell you, earlier on I shared with you that the day in which I got this awakening of and that aha moment, you know, when I was in the journey of discovering what it was that I was created to do and to be, and when I made that connection, I am telling you, it was like, oh my gosh, one of the best days ever of my life. And I don't say that putting drama on it. I mean, truly, it was. And the reason for that is because I felt like, the reality was this. I felt like I had been blindfolded, that I was navigating on my journey, and I was blindfolded. And then suddenly, it was like the blindfold was taken off, and I could see. I had tapped into, I was able to make that connection with what sets my soul on fire. And it is who I am and who I am becoming every day as the lifestyle personal and professional coach, teacher, trainer, consultant. I am telling you that now that I've made that connection, life is so fulfilling, not perfect, because no journey is perfect, but wow, is it fulfilling? I'm living a life that is more significant. And so when you have that opportunity to make that connection, you know the difference. And I tell you, I really do. I know the difference because I was on the other side. I was on the other side lacking peace. I was on the other side feeling like I was going against the flow of life. I was on the other side feeling like a square peg, trying to fit into a round hole, into an area that I was not created for. But when you can discover what sets your soul on fire and you can increase this journey of this concept of what I stated earlier, that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And when we are able to discover what sets our soul on fire, our human experience becomes more significant. Our human experience, we tap into a higher level of frequency because we're doing and being what it is that we were created to do and be. So as we close out today's installment today, because again, wow, time flies by, I want to simply remind you of what we talked about today. Soul, our acronym of what sets our soul on fire. S, start with what brings you joy from the inside out and stimulate what's on the inside. O, overlook the money. Don't focus solely on the bag. Keep the money in its proper perspective. That money is a tool. Money gives you options. It's a resource. But money cannot be the driver. U, uncover your passion. And when you uncover your passions, you now set yourself on the path of your purpose. And life is all about being lived on purpose. And then our L, love who you are. If you don't love who you are, no one will. You have to love who you are, who you are becoming, and love what you do. And once you discover what sets your soul on fire, pursue it fearlessly with everything that you have on the inside of you. And don't give up until you achieve your goal. So I close out with this, and I encourage you to continue to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Stay connected with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Know that if you are tuning in for the first time and you're wondering, who is this Coach Adams? Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. And again, if you would like to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, you may call or text 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. Know that this is a part of my gift of empowerment that I have. I'm here every Monday, and I want you to set your timer so that you can join us and get the rich empowerment tools that you need to jumpstart your week. Join us here every Monday on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you. Looking forward to having you tune in with us next time. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.